I'm Ken Apsock, and this is Daily Thrones, a quick look at the world of Ice and Fire. We've been talking about what could possibly be the final shot of the series, the final sequence of images that we're going to see, and that can take you a lot of different places. We were talking yesterday, thanks to Kevin's call, about trying to scientifically figure out who might still be around to even be in those final shots. And then there was a comment on the segment from Mark over at Mark Talk here on Anchor, and he had a good idea that ended with, well, dragon eggs hatching somewhere. The cycle and the circle goes on. And then we're about to see Vic checked in with a similar idea, because great minds here in Daily Thrones think alike.
Hey, Ken, it's Vic. Just checking in. I love this question about the last shot of the series. It's something I've thought a lot about. I'm of a couple of different mindsets. I would love to maybe see a flash forward years into the future with the descendants of some of the main characters reminiscing about the great battle for the Dawn and their ancestors. I could also get on board with the idea of just a simple cut between two characters like Tyrion and Bronn having a drink and chat about life given all they've been through over the entire series. But the one idea that I'm really in love with is maybe just a simple shot of a dragon egg just starting to hatch, leaving the audience with this notion that magic still does and will always exist in this world. Thanks so much.
So Vic's got a couple good ideas in that call there. And let's start with the quiet moment, small moment, a mundane moment between characters we loved. He cited Tyrion and Bronn. They've been through a lot of adventures. Maybe this big, giant, epic fantasy, high fantasy series ends with two friends having a cup of ale in an inn. I actually like that idea. I like the play on what our expectations are, and it would kind of be a little bit, to me, what the show is about, or at least part of what the show is about, which is the connections, the people, the characters, the stories, their journeys. It isn't always about the big, giant things. That's why we spend a lot of time here on Daily Thrones talking about the little moments, our favorite little character and story-building moments on the show. So that doesn't sound like a out-of-the-world possibility or out of the realm of reality. We could have something small. I actually like the idea of the surviving members of the Stark family having dinner in the Great Hall, just sitting there reminiscing. Could be a good way to end the series. But like I said earlier, Mark had a comment, and you can comment on each segment here on Anchor if you weren't aware. And then Vic has this call echoing kind of a similar idea that eggs, dragon eggs, somewhere. We cut to them, whip pan over. More dragon eggs are out there in the world, and they start hatching. I like this, the circle goes on type of thought. Magic continues. Eric also talked about maybe cutting to way into the future. Some relatives in this world talking about the past. That would be interesting. Would it be too much like Battlestar Galactica? Would it be our own world? I don't know. It's not a bad idea. But I like this idea of somewhere out in the world, this will all go on again. Magic will always be here. It came back and it's not leaving. It makes sense because right now we're dealing with the time of the Age of Heroes thousands upon thousands of years ago and Azor Ahai reborn. But what if this just keeps going? What if it's Jon Snow reborn? The prophecies will foretell of another Mother of Dragons. That would be an interesting idea. We talk a lot about the wheel being broken when the show is done and the story is complete. That the houses, the big houses, the Seven Kingdoms, the Iron Throne, maybe all that stuff isn't in place. I do like the idea, even though the wheel may break there, that the wheel keeps rolling with the stories of this land. What do you guys think? Let's keep this final shot conversation going.
Hey, Ken. So I'm just thinking about the final shot and what I would want it to be. And the one that I can think of is if the show ends on that bittersweet note, but still with a positive note, you know, the people of Westeros defeat the army of the undead and the Night King. For me, the ultimate last shot, if that's the case, without any other context, would be either Jon or Dany, or maybe both of them, on the backs of their dragons, just below the clouds, flying north. And what you see when you look north is different than we've seen at any other time in the show. We see winter receding, the symbolism of the oncoming death of the army of the undead, the winter that comes with them is receding, showing that, you know, the army's been defeated. For me, that would be a huge moment, and I would love for the final shot to be, you know, a river of water just running down the side of the wall. That would be perfect for me. So, thanks for taking the call, and have a great day.
Hey, Ken. So talking about the final shot of the series, I have two things that kind of come to mind. A lot of people think Sam is going to survive and is going to write a book about all these events. What if the ending, the final shot, is him closing this book that he has just written? Or something else I was thinking about, it was kind of ties into something we were talking about last week, that, you know, what if the Night King is defeated, but he's still alive? What if the final shot, it takes us to the lands of always winter, and we see the Night King sulking but plotting his next move? Maybe it's not going to happen for another thousand, maybe it's going to take him 1,000 years to, you know, band and a whole other thing of undead together, but showing that, hey, as you said, magic is not gone. And even though he's defeated, he's not dead.
Still talking final shots here in Season 8, what it might be, and two great ideas, or actually three, from two regular callers. Sir Thomas Atoll calling with a great idea, kind of an idea we'll call A Dream of Spring. That's right. I like this idea. That's the title of what we think will be the last book. Who knows with George? Let's just get the next one done. This idea, and hey, we don't maybe even have to worry about the results of the Night King, the war with him, the Iron Throne, Westeros, Essos, we don't know. But winter has come, finally, it's here. We saw the snow falling in King's Landing, and what Thomas is saying, maybe we saw winter descend, but maybe we'll see it rescend. And I like the idea. Now look, the North's got some climate that's cold. We know there's always going to be snow, but I like the idea of the true North, beyond the wall, forever changing, maybe seasons. And I like this visual that Thomas has put out there of the wall coming down, not because it is crashing down, not because a dragon took it down, but because the wall is melting, water pouring down, cascading down. One of the first images we saw was, of course, the wall. We see the cold open of Season 1, Episode 1. The Rangers are heading north, Waymer Royce, Will, and Garrett. And it's a formidable frozen wall. So maybe one of the final shots, one of the final sequences will be that wall disappearing. The magic in it gone, the ice in it gone, the snow on top of it gone, just a waterfall falling down. I kind of like that idea. But Eric's calling in with a couple of ideas here. We've talked about it before here, but what if Sam, he is the one writing the book. You know, I was rewatching some of Season 7. And Maester Ebros, it's pretty clear that he's working on a book. It's about the current times, Robert's Rebellion and all that good stuff, the stuff we love, and Sam's not happy with the title. Maybe he takes over that book. Maybe Sam writes his own book. Whether or not the show closes and Sam's been narrating the whole time, that's maybe a little different discussion, a different theory. What I think Eric is putting out here is time fades, lights go out, we fade in, and Sam has finished the book later on, much like Frodo or Bilbo. It actually makes some kind of sense. And maybe Sam then starts to tell the story. Maybe he goes on a book tour. I don't know. I kind of like that idea. I don't know if I like the idea of the entire story kind of being told by Sam, but we'll see. But the other idea here, I like this too. Eric putting this idea out of the Night King's defeated. He goes back up to the lands of always winter. We spend some time there, which would be fascinating to me. And then we get the sense that the Night King is not done, and that maybe there will be another 1,000 years. We were talking earlier about that big magic wheel keep on rolling in the sky. That's right. The story kind of twitching over. Switching over, I should say. I'm thinking about Twitch, which I just launched my Twitch. Sorry about that. Thinking about the, you know, dragon eggs hatching. We had a couple calls about that. We were talking about that earlier today. So this idea that the Night King's back up there, the White Walkers are going back to sleep. As Osha said, they were sleeping. They're not sleeping anymore. And maybe we'll know that the story will go on. And in 1,000 years, someone will be dealing with this all again. What do you guys think? Final shots. We can talk about it here on Daily Thrones.
Hi, Ken. This is French Matt speaking. I've called once before. I was just wondering if there was any... just because you mentioned recently that Sansa, there were clues, that she might have been with child. So I was wondering if there were any further clues or discussions as to whether or not she might bear the child of that awful, awful character played by Ewan Rehon. There's no blatant signal in season 6 that this might be a real discussion happening, but you know the timeline's always a little muddled. So it might be that she isn't even aware of it. But is there anything that we could maybe catch as to whether she's pregnant? Thanks for the answer. I love the podcast. Really, yeah. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
French Matt calling in. Love hearing from you again, French Matt. Keep calling in, man. That was a great call. And yeah, we talked about Sansa yesterday. I believe our new caller, Sapphire, checked in yesterday talking about Sansa. Is she a true Stark? The marriage to Ramsay does kind of muddle that a little bit, but I think in the end they could acknowledge that she is and just forget about the Ramsay stuff, unless, of course, she's pregnant. Now, as I said yesterday, and I'll echo again today, and this is what French Matt is asking about specifically, isn't it too long? Sansa would have known by now, maybe even had the child. And I think, yes, I think that is the answer. I no longer worry too much that Sansa's pregnant with Ramsay's child. But French Matt points out something great. The timelines do get muddled. The show, as we saw in season 7, because characters move around so fast, things were happening on Dragonstone when Jon and Davos came down there to meet with Dany. Things were happening there that didn't necessarily sync up with what was going on in King's Landing, the loot train battle, all those kind of things. The thing, definitely, it's a muddied timeline, and sometimes I think it's best to just not pay attention to it. But could that open the door to, Sansa is pregnant. Suddenly season 8 dawns and she's with child and it's Ramsay's. Again, I go back to that moment. I don't fault anyone for thinking that Ramsay was basically saying, hey, I impregnated you. Or his last words to her were pretty graphic in that sense of, there will always be a part of me in you. It definitely, I took it at the time as emotionally and spiritual damage that he caused. And that she's going to have to overcome yet another thing that Sansa's going to have to overcome. And she will, because she's strong. She's grown into such a strong leader and character. But at the time, yeah, if you said, hey, the pregnancy's coming, I would have believed you. So I think that is my only, not worry, but the only thought to, is Sansa pregnant with Ramsay's child would be muddled timelines. Other than that, I think we're safe. I think we're well past it. I think if there's going to be any kind of child storyline, it'll be between Danny and John, which could be weird, unless it's Tormund and Brienne or Brienne and Jaime. I don't know. But if those timelines get too muddled, we could be in a weird spot. Thanks for the call, French Matt. Thanks for all you guys' calls. You can call in here on Anchor. Use the app. Call in directly here. You can also find me on Twitter at Ken Napsuk. Use the hashtag Daily Thrones. There's also a daily podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. So if you're listening through there, reach out to me on Twitter. Let me know. If you're not using the app to listen to the podcast, I want to kind of break down those numbers, man, as the show continues to roll on here. But I hope you are using Anchor. Hope you're calling in. I want to hear more voices. It's a lot of fun to hear from you guys. We'll see you tomorrow here on Daily Thrones.